Welcome to the show. Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, on your Tuesday night broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org. Please go there, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage to keep free speech alive. As someone with a great radio show has said oftentimes, free speech is only free when it's funded by we the people. So go mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit and credit card numbers to Mike, and he will take your donation so that we can keep these great shows going. And this is the Patrick and Jeremy Show with some very special guests. Let me first start off through the bat signal out there, and we got him just in the nick of time from the underground caverns of Burbank Studios. You know the man. You know the caliber of this man.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
6 foot 4, 245 pounds of crime-fighting political science analyzing brawn, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Holy radio show, Robin. I couldn't think of anything better to say.
That was perfect. And we have a little bit of a Justice League forming here tonight. From beyond the official narrative, Noon Central on RBN, probably going by the Green Lantern. Mike, you got that drop.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel.
That's right.
Look at that sky, life's begun.
Playing them funky tunes and dishing out the truth. Richard Carey. Richard, welcome to the Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Good evening, Patrick and Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
And of course, we have that steel-cold analytical voice, that the Dirty Harry of RBN, coming up.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Steven, welcome to the show. Steven Weitner.
Thanks, Jeremy. Howdy, y'all. And remember, there's no such thing as hate speech, just hate speech that they hate. That's it.
That's right.
Right.
We've assembled this Justice League to try to uncover some truth here. And I think two of the topics on the docket are the abortion wars and the Oath Keepers turning over names and numbers of people in their group. Are we surprised? I don't think that we are. I think the very controversial abortion would be a good way to open up some content. Let's just go right down the panel. Patrick, you're familiar. This Fox News article, it's a little dated from the 10th, but you know, we know that they're not only protesting outside of the conservative SCOTUS members, but they're vandalizing churches. I saw one Twitter feed where they abortion protesters firebombed a pro-life clinic for pregnant mothers. This is indeed terrorism. I mean, give me your take on this, you know, first of all, on the protests, and then the overall issue of abortion, and should we care or should we not?
Well, the most logical explanation for why this is happening now, why the leak And I don't know if this is the case, but it seemed pretty logical. Was it the Biden? The Biden is very unpopular, and the midterm elections are coming up. And as it stands now, or as it stood a week ago, the Democrats were set up for absolute, complete pulverization. Because nothing's popular. I mean, they're not going to be able to ride the Ukrainian flag into the elections. The inflation. Nothing. Nobody likes any of this stuff. Nobody likes any of this stuff. And so the one chance that they would have to at least save some of the, and, you know, you can talk about election fraud all you want, but most congressional district, the electoral fraud we saw in the presidential election was concentrated in a few black cities. That was where most of it took place. And most of the these swing districts where people are facing getting run out of office are not in black cities. So these will be meaningful elections. And the one chance that they actually had was trying to mobilize people on something where at least maybe they would have their base solidified. And that seemed to be what this might be about. Having said that, when you go send out mobs of really ugly people, and I don't mean just physically ugly, I mean just people acting completely ugly, forget about demonstrating in front of the justices' houses, going into churches, defacing churches, it's a really, really bad look. And, it's a complete collapse of the Democratic Party, and yet, is there anything to take its place? Now, as for the bigger issue of abortion, I guess we'll have to, I'll hand it down the panel and maybe we'll get back to it.
Yeah, well, just to comment on what you said, this is reminiscent of the Black Lives Matter riots. I mean, it's getting there in 2020, and how I think, you know, the Democrats wanted something like the BLM and I Can't Breathe Floyd to galvanize their side, but it got out of control. It kind of, as Ron Burgundy said, that escalated rather quickly, and that's what's going on here.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ron Burgundy was a very wise man.
He did. That escalated quickly. This is escalating very quickly. I think it's getting out of their control. This Fox News article published on May 10, DOJ silent on abortion protest at justices' homes, despite federal law prohibiting pickets to influence a case. And the Justice Department has been silent. But I noticed that Jen Psaki had to come out and actually say, yeah, we don't condone violence and all of that. She had to actually come out and say that like in the last, I don't know, 12 hours or so. I saw that on Twitter.
Sassy Jen Psaki.
Psaki?
The sassy Psaki.
Because, pro-abortion protesters are targeting the private homes of six Republican-appointed justices after the leak last week. And you can bet they had a good time outside of Kegs Kavanaugh's house, also known as Captain of the Rape Train, graduated summa cum laude of the frat house, and bouncing beer pong balls off the bellies of $20 hookers. They're having a good time with this guy protesting outside of his house, as he's portrayed as the womanizer. But I think this is getting out of control, and your political analysis is spot on, as usual. They are trying to galvanize their base, but they're losing control of this, and it's looking really bad. Let's pass it on down to Richard, and then Richard, you pass it to Stephen.
Well, I completely agree with Patrick on the timing of this. I mean, with everything going on right now, why suddenly would it be necessary, rather than dealing with all these issues with the economy, the inflation, the food shortages, you know, these issues alone are unmanageable as it is, and to decide to spend this sort of time, energy, resources, and focus, hey, let's let's challenge Roe versus Wade. I do think actually it should be in the a lot of things, most things should be in the power of the state. The federal government shouldn't really have much of any laws on the books. But that's, I mean, to bring it up now, it definitely is something to run on for these midterm elections. Certainly the fact that they're not being prosecuted for being outside these people's private homes, it's just another example of what we've seen is just commonplace now, a double standard of the law being actually enforced. Anyone who supports the far left extremists who are now considered the norm, middle of the road base that you have to appeal to, whether you're Democrat or Republican. You know, I mean, these talking points get more extreme all the time with the trannyism, with the critical race theory. And yeah, I mean, it's a completely separate issue to discuss abortion, but again, it should be with the power of the state. It's just absurd to have this sort of timing, and I don't see it. I don't know. I don't see us turning it around. Dealing with this, and what, do you ignore it? I mean, others are still going to deal with the issue. It's kind of difficult to say how do we counter. How do we respond, Stephen?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous that the timing, it couldn't have come at a, you know, more, you know, needy moment for the Democrats. There's everybody is like, I mean, quote that prominent Democrat, is the economy stupid? Everybody's tired of all of this, you know, going and looking at the price on the gas pump and paying 50% and 60% more at the grocery store and stuff, and this just ridiculous inflation, and they ignore that, always Russia, and it's not distracting enough, so we have to pit the people against each other. They had no other way to nothing else to run on, and it just shows that the law can be broken if you follow the left woke agenda. It's just ridiculous that they are going after the parents, just as it said further down there, that the FBI is going after these parents going to school boards and protesting the critical race theory and the sexualization of their kids and all that. They're calling them terrorists, but the people who are actually firebombing other people, you know, they're protesting, you know, and we don't want that kind of violence. But, you know, it's like they have that right. And it's like they just, that goes back. You know, I was reminded of something I heard Patrick say about they hearken back now to Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement as the founding of the United, of the country now. So if you go hearken back to that, your politics, then you're okay. You can get away with anything. It's a completely double standard for this new left, new woke. I mean, that word's not good, because it's a hammer that they're using to tear the whole thing down with. Let me toss it back to you, Jeremy.
Yeah, I wanted to give a take too. I mean, like, these protests also are demoralizing to like the Christian right wing. And to all right-wingers, in the sense that, you know, they can get away with all of this, and, you know, our side can't even protest a very obvious election fraud, or our side, as you mentioned, Stephen, can't even protest school boards for indoctrinating our children and sexualizing them. So it's kind of demoralizing, but very similar to the 2020 BLM riots, where, you know, we saw on the television, you know, buildings set on fire, even federal buildings attacked, people attacked in the streets. And that was all, you know, just looked over. But then the election protests, people were arrested that didn't even do vandalism. And a lot of them are still in jail right now in literal gulags with like black foreigners torturing them and being forced to make deals just to get out of there. So there's a demoralization there, but this is also getting out of control in another sense. And I wanted to give you kind of my take on this and see what you guys thought. It get this is another way, you know, Patrick and I have been talking about the states seceding and breaking away from the federal government and doing their own thing. And this is another thing, this abortion thing, you know, if indeed, I mean, Roe is overturned, and whether it is or not, you've already had states come up with heartbeat laws. Texas and Mississippi, I know we've had similar ones in Kentucky, Tennessee, all of these very conservative states are just basically saying, we don't care if it's overturned or not, we're putting out legislation that regulates abortion. And this may be one reason why SCOTUS felt they needed to reply to that. So I'm not necessarily saying SCOTUS is controlled, even though I think they are corrupt. But I think SCOTUS is responding, and that the leak itself was planned. Whoever leaked this wanted, you know, this disaster to happen, thinking that they could galvanize the left, but now it's getting out of control. Let's go back up the row again. Stephen, do you have a comment on that? And then you can kick to Richard and then go to Patrick.
Well, they're not only corrupt, but it looks like they're being intimidated publicly now by these terrorists. I mean, and they can get away with that as long as their thoughts are in order. It's like now we're thought criminals and thought terrorists. You can get away with actual terror these days if you just go along with that, at least in the eyes of Psaki and our quote unquote Justice Department. It's more like our Just Us Department. And yeah, Richard, I'll toss it to you.
Yes, well, I don't really see. I mean, you make a good point, Jeremy. It is somewhat perhaps a response to these states already reclaiming their sovereignty toward lawmaking on this issue. Certainly, the leak was meant to amplify things for an election talking point. But who knows? Perhaps it could backfire somewhat. Even the whole COVID thing, these food shortages, the fuel, all of these things could backfire, really, on these globalist forces. I mean, we need to get back, though, to thinking of the United States as, you know, United Nation States. You know, we have 50 nation states here that are supposed to have a loose federal oversight to facilitate the networking therein. That's how it was intended. And but it's not really that very necessary at all. I mean, there were many years. I mean, it's the equivalent of countries for Europe, the size of these states we have here. And the EU, it's only recently existed. I don't know. I things like the United Nations and the EU only bring harm. Any overreach from the federal government with all of this lawmaking, which has gone on since the time of the founding fathers, I think is overreach. So, yes, I mean, things should be in the state's hands, and this could be a big. They could have bit off more than they could chew with a lot of this centralization, globalization attempt, where it actually creates more and more independence, you know, of the states, and likewise in Europe, you know, of the countries getting out of that EU, and all of these binding agreements. Really, I don't know if this World Health Organization thing will actually solidify trying to unify, give up control in the name of medical. Wow, I'm sorry. I just went right into the break there, Jeremy.
Yeah, we'll get Patrick on the other side. He'll get a fresh take on the other side of the break on In Plain Sight with the Justice League hosting.
Thunderstorms inside. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back to the show with the Justice League, and we're kicking it right to you, Patrick. Take as much time as you need. Your take on this, and is this a catalyst to further, promote state sovereignty and breaking away from the Fed?
Well, I've never liked the enormous place that abortion has had in political discourse. Because I feel like it's crowded out all sorts of other issues that are really, really important. And, I've said it before. 20 years ago, I would go to these anti-war rallies back when people were against war. And these, for the most part, the people attending the anti-war rallies were Democrats or leftists or communists. A lot of communists organized these rallies. They were good at that. And I just remember so many people. If once you got to like 2004, so many people saying, well, yeah, you got to support Kerry, even though he's pro-war, you got to support Kerry. What about the Supreme Court? What about Roe versus Wade? And I just always thought that, that was just so retarded, frankly, and honestly, I even if Roe versus Wade is overturned, it'll make some difference. It's not going to make a massive difference, probably. It will make some difference. So I never was happy with the enormous role that it's played. The other thing is that the debate has largely been almost entirely on a religious/moral argument against abortion. which frankly is a pretty strong argument. And then the, you know, a personal bodily autonomy argument for abortion, which, you know, in my book is not as strong an argument, but it resonates with a lot of people. Now, I'm actually, as a policy matter, you know, as a Supreme Court decision, you know, I do think it overstepped the Constitution. I don't think the Fourth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment really can be justified to support the decision. But as a policy matter, public policy, I'm ambivalent about it because, you know, on the one hand, I acknowledge the moral arguments against it. On the other hand, for humans, animals, you know, life forms, the like the purpose of life is to procreate. You try to procreate, and you know, basically against all odds, you try to procreate, and that's like all of your life's energies go into securing descendants for yourselves. That's our instinct. And the thing about abortion, the abortion issue, the way it is in the United States, is you're trying to, in order to force people who don't want to have children, who aren't willing to take care of the children, that, well, just by virtue of a pregnancy, well, you're going to force them to have the baby, and then the rest of society is going to take up all the slack. The rest of society is guaranteeing, you know, and in our society, we have basically cradle-to-grave guarantees. Now it'll be, you know, womb-to-grave guarantees for, you know, education and welfare and pension and all sorts of things. And so what you're doing is you're diverting resources away from responsible people in order to subsidize the procreation of irresponsible people. And, you know, especially in it's only going to hasten our demographic decline. Now, if you have a very, very strongly held religious belief, well, there's something that's above all of that. And I can understand that. But I just want, like, I can't help but being honest about the way I see it. And so I'm ambivalent. I, if it hadn't been for Roe versus Wade, our demographic situation would be all the more precarious right now. Some people would say, well, you know, that's in the here and now world, and they're more concerned with the eternal world. And, you know, if that's your perspective, that's your perspective. So I'm kicking that out there, and you all can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, just to make it known, as a Christian, I don't approve of any abortions at all, no matter the circumstance. And that is, it's a human life. And that, you know, and to me, the end never justifies the means. That's actually a very Jewish thing, where the end justifies the means. That having been said, I see your point, Patrick. You were talking about, you made an excellent point on how leftists in the past would vote for a Democrat candidate who was pro-war only because they wanted to uphold, you know, abortion rights. But how many innocent lives, you know, are taken in war? You think about just the Iraqi sanctions in the 90s and Madeleine Albright, you know, 500,000 children was worth it. I mean, that, you know, war and sanctions take tremendous amounts of lives and could even dwarf abortions over time. Let's take this break. We'll come back and panel on Steve and Richard after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hey, we are coming back. So yeah, I was just, like I was acknowledging, we were talking in the break, Patrick's great points. You know, leftists, traditional so-called principled leftists who are anti-war will vote for an abortion. They will vote for a Democrat candidate who is pro-war, but who would support abortion. And they don't consider the tremendous amount of lives that are taken in war. Just consider the end of the Vietnam War, Iraq, Iran. Then you had the sanctions on Iraq from the United States in the 90s where Albright, you know, said, yeah, 500,000 children dead, that's totally worth it. You know, these people, anti-war, just voted for these people. You know, and then conservatives also will cuck on the issue. You know, they'll vote for a so-called conservative candidate that's supposedly against abortion, you know, but ignore everything else. I do see the point Patrick's raising. Let's kick it to Richard and then Stephen to get some further commentary, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, guys. Richard?
Well, I mean, I see everyone's points here tonight. This issue is being valid. No disrespect, of course, you know, to your anti-abortion religious stance, Jeremy. At the same time, though, I can't help but wonder how some of these already triggered, you know, far-left talking heads would respond if someone were to say to them, okay, well, here how about we'll compromise where everyone, we can make everyone happy, and, you know, on the federal level, we're just going to remove Roe versus Wade, legalizing abortion, you know, keeping it at the federal decision for, we're only taking that away for a conservative white people. So anyone who's a leftist or any people of color, you can kill all the babies you want. And that's not a problem. You know, we just want to make sure our numbers stay around, and, you know, we don't want to kill off our people. You know, and then, so then how, well, I mean, they would have to do a double take, you'd think, if you phrase it in a certain way, you know, and then like oh, don't Black Lives Matter? And then, you know, I would love to just try to catch them in their own rhetoric, because there's so much hypocrisy on a daily basis now in these people who are used as proxy armies. Just a thought, you know, I just would love to trigger these people further in some of these cases. It could be effective.
Yeah,
it would be effective.
Yeah, Stephen.
Patrick, you said that we would have been so much farther worse off without Roe v. Wade. Were you speaking demographically worse off?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't disagree with the mathematics of something like that either. I mean, that's the cold equations, I guess. Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that I want to go out there and tell Black people to kill their babies. I really don't want to be involved in the issue, frankly. But, you know, the fact is that Black women get pregnant a lot more than white, a lot more frequently than white women do.
But let me respond quickly to that point. Just on my end of, you know, on my view of it, you know, mankind has greatly, like, they've exceeded their borders of nations that God set for them. You know, they brought slaves over. Of course, that was really, you know, like Jewish and Muslim groups that did the slave trade. But, you know, whites have also interfered in the third world. And God sovereignly, and this is coming from a Christian point of view, God sovereignly had a birth control set up that he controlled and still controls, you know, infant mortality rates. That was always the controlling factor before Western civilization interfered in the third world. And, you know, now that's been all thrown out of whack. And so, I mean, God is still sovereign and in control, is my view. But it leads us to these discussions. And, I guess, you know, if you have leftist people of color, brown people, black people that believe in abortion, you know, they're going to have as many as they want, and they're going to go to the states that offer them no matter what. But if you have Christian conservative, like true conservatives that really believe in America and that really want to raise their children and educate them and take care of them, you know, you do have black families like that. And I'm all for those children coming into our society and, you know, working with us, because this is where we're at. We're in America, and, you know, we can't reverse it. We can't just send these people back on boats. That's just not feasible. And so I think if even the situation, even if Roe versus Wade is not overturned and the situation just continues, your Christian black families and third worlders that come over, if they're Christian or whatever, they're going to train up their children the way they should be, and the leftists are just going to kill them. So that could be one point. I don't know. Let's kick it to someone else on the panel. Stephen, maybe you have a thought on that?
I'll just say really quickly, I'm sorry. I think it was kind of unfortunate that a few years ago there were edgy people with a platform who were talking as if you were going to be able to send black people back to Africa and just have an all-white continent. That really, it wasn't very constructive talk back then. Fortunately, it seems that most people have gotten over it, but I just think that was an unfortunate episode.
Yeah, really bad optics too. I think what we're witnessing, just to get back to my original point, that I support this whole abortion war, and I would support SCOTUS overturning Roe versus Wade for the purpose of not ending abortion, because that's not going to end. People are going to do what they're going to do, and there's always going to be states that support that. But for the purpose of further, you know, I want to break up these states and get them out of, you know, seceded from the federal government in policy, in legislation, and let the federal government crumble. You know, because, I mean, none of us here, I don't think, advocate any type of armed revolution. It's not feasible. Not only would it bring a lot of heat on us if we did advocate that, but it's just not feasible. The federal government is doing a great job of crumbling itself and destroying itself. Let's just let them do their job and let the states, because it's not just abortion. So many states have anti-COVID laws now on the books, on legislation. Kentucky, Tennessee, they have redistricted. Kentucky has redistricted its whole state so that the vote cannot be carried by Louisville, Lexington, and Frankfort. And they've broken that up. And so they're sort of preparing for 2022 and 24 in light of what we've went through in the last 2 years. And I think that's all a good thing, that this abortion issue can lead to that. It can lead to further secession of states and independence of states, state sovereignty. And so that having been said, all of your worst people are just going to stay in these big cities and in these very liberal states, and your good people, regardless of the color, are going to, you know, when they get sick of this, they're going to migrate to more conservative areas. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I think it's a good thing. Well, let's kick it over to Stephen, and then we'll try to move on to the next issue.
I think it reflects how lawless society is, that these people are all going unpunished that are doing the protest, and if they have the right political viewpoints. And then further, all of these crimes that the people committed, they just keep going unpunished. I don't know that anything will come back the other way until finally somebody somewhere is held accountable. But I don't know. Yeah, let me go on. Move on to the next if you want that.
Yeah, I think we've hammered this probably enough. I noticed an article that was very interesting. The federal informant group, the Oath Keepers, they're turning over names and numbers of people in their group, specifically that were involved in the election fraud protest. This on CNN Politics. Oath Keepers are sharing with January 6th investigators their efforts to find election fraud and communications with Trump allies. Top leaders in the Oath Keepers, the far-right extremist group, this is according to CNN, have been turning over phones and digital files and sitting for interviews with the FBI and detailing how they worked to benefit Donald Trump's campaign and communicated with others in the former president's orbit, according to court records and multiple sources familiar with the federal investigation. It is no surprise. Oath Keepers are just one. You have the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters. All of these groups were just rot with feds. And these poor American patriots that thought they were joining a legit group to you know, fight for their country politically, all of their names and all their internet communications are being turned over to the FBI. And in light of abortion protesters doing violence and terrorism, the federal government, you know, DOJ, not interested in that. They're interested in these people who are members of the Oath Keepers and other similar groups. Let's start a discussion on this. Patrick, let's start with you and then kick it over to Richard.
Well, I don't know what's to say. The I don't know. These groups. Well, here's what I have to say, is that we're in such a difficult position, and there's really no clear way forward. And so, yeah, there are patriotic people and maybe people who have military experience and wanted to form a militia group. You know, and I suppose I can understand that. It's not the type of thing that ever appealed to me. But the idea that that militia group is, you know, the idea of the three percenters, the name the three percenters comes from the idea that only 3% of the people actively took part in the American Revolution, which I don't know if that's historically true or not. But so it kind of implies that they would form this corps, this military corps that would take back the United States by arms. And, you know, I think that type of thing is also very misguided. There are a lot of what I would consider flaky ideas out there, like we're going to take back the country militarily, like we're going to expel black people or Jews or, you know, expel everybody. I think these are kind of flaky ideas and wind up draining energy that would be better devoted elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. And that's a lot of times, Patrick, I think a lot of times these are these notions are fed to people, you know, as you would to a patsy, grooming them. A lot of times these may be thought up by feds. You really got me thinking when you were talking about the trending white ethno-state talk that the alternative right experienced. I think it was around the time when I was on Renegade Broadcasting, really, like 2017, 2018. It was like after Charlottesville, wasn't it, that was really getting popular?
I think it was even before Charlottesville.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even before Trump's election, the whole ethno-state talk. But certainly, yeah, around 2017, it was big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, could that have been something that was initially put in the minds of these people as a talking point originally by feds? I mean, you even had people like Richard Spencer who were talking about it quite frequently. A lot of people started thinking it could be realistic just because you heard alt-right figures who were prominent refer to it frequently, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't want to jump on Richard Spencer, but he was on with Mark Collett, I think over the weekend, on Ethan Ralph's Kill Stream, and they had an hour or so debate. And, you know, obviously, Mark Collett's a very good debater, and Richard Spencer is kind of in an indefensible position. I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Stephen, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yes, the witness that was quoted in that article as the Oath Keepers were trying to get a hold of Trump's talking to someone on speakerphone, trying to get him to call them in to forcefully hold on to power. It's almost like they were fed. It looked like they were feds in there trying to set Trump up too. It was a very dangerous day, I suppose, but look at what's happening to the people who were there and are in prison, like you said, being tortured by who knows what, or who, just because of something they said, and the they can be proven with their geotagging, supposedly, that they were somewhere that they weren't supposed to be that day. Just not firebombing anybody, not calling out threats, but just walking in where they were invited in. You know, that's just it's ridiculous. What a country! Yeah, that's kind of just what it's just what a country.
And The whole thing is feeding into the narrative that, you know, the Jewish dominated system is trying to paint, that white people are the real terrorists. As we have leftist abortion Antifa types, protesters, you know, doing this violence and threatening justices, don't pay attention to that. Look over here at these Oath Keepers and these Proud Boys and Three Percenters. These people, these innocent Americans that signed up for that were gullible, they're the real terrorists, and that's what we should be focused on. That's sort of the narrative that I'm seeing, and I think that, as you guys have all mentioned, that's probably the narrative the Fed put out there. Anyway, we've got a couple of minutes. Patrick, you got something else on this?
Yeah, I mean, the idea that this was an insurrection, the people have been, the people who were arrested, the vast majority of them, it was obviously a setup. It was obviously a setup. There were FBI informants throughout these groups. There are FBI provocateurs. We've seen them on camera. it was obviously a setup, and these poor people, you know, for the most part, who just wandered in, you know, often waved in by cops. It's beyond words. And I watched a Trump speech on C-SPAN over the weekend, and he's still talking about how the election was fake, and yet he didn't say a single, you know, much to his discredit, didn't say a single word about the people who were arrested. I will say that, you know, high points to the speech. It wasn't all bad, but even he's not coming out in defense of these people.
Okay, we'll be back on the other side of the break with final analysis.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
Final analysis from the Justice League panel. Man, the show flew by. What do we do about it? That's the question that I always try to ask. It's very easy to point out the flaws and what's wrong, but the solutions. And I just think fleeing the big cities, getting involved in small towns and municipalities and even in states that are more in line with our views. Richard, you're putting your money where your mouth is. You've openly said on your show that you're moving from Chicago to Florida, so I'm not doxing you. You openly said that. And people need to be willing to make these tremendous moves because we're in a very critical time. And move to states, move to areas where you can make a difference politically, because I think that's where we're at. Local sheriffs, legislators, that's the key. Let's go right down the panel. Patrick, let's do a quick summary and then kick it to the rest of the guys.
Yeah, I guess just stay focused. If you can move to the right place for you, then move. But a lot of people, you know, I'm as a resident boomer, maybe I'm not the only resident boomer, but you don't necessarily have a choice. Sometimes you're just stuck wherever you are. But stay focused on what's important. Don't get distracted by flaky stuff.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah, I would add that, well, on the topic of that white ethno-state trend that was going on a few years back, yeah, that was just so putting the cart before the horse. And, you know, yeah, getting people more aware of things that are undeniable, like the election fraud, like the COVID fraud, and, you know, that are time pertinent, affect people's lives. You know, even some of the corruption and intention behind the economy's disastrous inflation and all the food shortages, you know, and how that's engineered, could get people waking up to these things. Start these local communities, definitely think local, and eventually, sure, maybe looking out for, you know, the rights of white people, those not to be impeded upon. It could come in time, but it would be, yeah, we certainly need to act local and not put any thing ahead of its time. But Stephen, I'll send it to you.
I agree. Get involved locally if you can. I've tried to get involved a little bit more locally with people who were trying to do something different. They were going to form a school, and this was when the shot was being pushed more than anything else. And now it's, since then, it's kind of shifted to the war thing. But the people, I hope we're going to still get together and do this plan locally and meet like-minded people. Okay. It's like, I'll give a plug to text the word rights to 80123 or say 80321. Peoplesrights.org. That you can meet like-minded people that way. And most important, y'all be good to each other. I hear the music, guys. Thanks for letting me be with you.
And the Justice League is going to continue on the Patrick and Jeremy Show tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, on National Bugle. Be there or be queer. Y'all stay classy.
The so-called student loan crisis is the government's fault. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Let's look at a brief timeline of events. In 1980, the Federal Department of Education is created. The Department of Education pushes the idea that only those who go to college have any chance at success in life. 30 years later, in 2010, the federal government took over the student loan program and began handing out loans like beads at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. The only winners in this timeline have been the colleges and universities that have dramatically increased the costs of degrees. Now, in 2022, the government plans to do what it always does, make Joe taxpayer pay for the problems caused by the government. Student loans should not be forgiven, but maybe colleges should have to pay for them. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem. Parabellum.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.